Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 233, and I'm so glad that you are here today. We're talking about being honest with yourself so that your business can actually be successful. I mean, that's the truth. I think a lot of times we think about being honest humans, like out and about, but I'm talking about being honest with yourself. You're the one running this business. We're going to talk about it today. I'm so glad you're here. If you're new, welcome. I have no doubt this podcast is going to help you along your business journey. Whether you're in the idea stage, starting stage, growth stage, whatever it is, you're in the right place. And I'm so happy you're here. Did you know that I have some free goodies to help you get plugged in and surrounded by people who are doing the same thing you are? That's building your business dream. Did you know that I have goodies for you? Well, I do. I have a Facebook group. It's called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. And you can come in our free group. And now you have a place to commiserate with other business owners, get help, ask for feedback, stay accountable, whatever you want to use it for. It's made for you. Okay. And I'm in there periodically reading all your stuff and posting and helping and all that. And we have fun weekly posts that you can comment on as well. So if you want to get in the group, all you have to do is scroll down right now in the show notes, click the link. It will take you over to Facebook. You're going to be on Facebook site and answer three quick questions. Then you will get in a little holding pattern. I'll approve you. Boom. You'll be in the group and we'll get to welcome you in. I'm so excited about that. Also too, if you're new, I have some free downloads for you. If you're in the idea stage, I've got a guide for you. If you're starting your business, I have a checklist that you can work through as you're starting your business to keep you on track. So y'all make sure you grab those if you're new. And if you're growing your business, I've got a secret podcast that may not be around much longer. So you may want to snag that. It's called Consistent Sales Made Simple. It's a podcast. You can listen to it just like you listen to this one on a walk, cleaning the house, driving, whatever you're doing, right? And so make sure you grab that. I've got a new guide that's coming out soon. It's a tool that's going to help you. Right now, the name of it, I'm going to go ahead and tell you all the name of it. And it may not be ready right when you listen to this, but it's coming soon. Any podcast from now on out, you scroll down and look in the show notes because I've got one that right now is called the Entrepreneurial Gifts Identifier Tool. And it's going to help you to identify your gifts. And you're probably asking, why do I need to know my gifts? Well, the answer is easy. You're the business owner and you better be leveraging those gifts because that's what's going to make you stand out. And it's also going to enable you to run your business effectively. But I'll be talking more about that later and in the future. But keep that in mind. So if you're listening, you can scroll down today and look and see if it's there. But if not, know that it is coming very soon. And I'm super stoked about it. So I want to also thank all my loyal listeners. Y'all are amazing. Thank you for your messages, reviews, DMs, emails, all of that. And I just can't tell you how much I appreciate that you appreciate what this is about, that you appreciate that I've put myself out there, made myself public, put my voice out there, put my opinions out there, and you still like me and you learn from me. So I can't even tell you how much that means to me. Thank you all so much. And if you have been listening a while and you're like, you know what? I've never written a review or I've never given it 5-star ratings. Would you do that? Would you be so kind? That's a favor you can do for me for doing this podcast is just simply write, take 30 seconds to write a review. Or again, you can just hit 5 stars for the 5-star rating. And it tells Apple and all the players out there that this is a valuable podcast. And hopefully it will show it to more people like you so we can spread the news about how awesome business ownership is and that it's possible and that it's possible and it can happen for anyone who dreams it. So that's it. On to the episode. Well, hello, friends. How are you? How is your business going? Oh my goodness. Are you making great strides? Are you gaining momentum? Are you making this happen? I'm so happy for you. You're actually doing this. I want you to stop for a minute and realize just for a moment, let's soak it in, that at a point in time a while back, this was a dream for you. You like envisioned it. You thought about it. You were like, you may even have doubted that you could do it. And then you kind of were going through all the steps, like, what would I do? And then you probably like stalled and were like, I don't know what to do. And that's maybe when you found this podcast or you started talking to people, you started researching. But look where you are today, wherever that is. Even if it's only one step ahead, that you dreamed it and now you're listening to a podcast about it. Or maybe you dreamed it and you figured out your business idea and you're starting. Or maybe you dreamed it, you figured all that out and you're open. You've made your first sales and you're open. Or maybe you've dreamed it, you've taken all the steps, you've done everything, you've gotten open, you got your first sales, and now you're gaining momentum and you're growing. Whatever it is, just for a moment, thank yourself. High five yourself. Can you do that? High five. I'm doing it. High five yourself. Realize how amazing this is, that you went from vision to where you are today. Even if you don't feel like where you are today is as far as you want to be, the fact is you did it, and it's proof to you today that you can do things that you put your mind to, that it's possible for you. And you did it, and I'm so proud of you. Only us business owners know what this is like, because I think everyone else who doesn't start a business, they have no idea what we go through. And it's just like anything in life. People that are sick, we don't know what they go through. People that have had bankruptcies, we don't know what they go through. People that have had this or that, divorces, or you know, whatever it is, right? We never know what people go through. But listen, you're in good company, because I get you. For 24 years, I've been doing this. Running my own businesses, ups and downs. It's an emotional roller coaster. It's good sales and no sales and great sales, then this, then that, then with life in between. I'm so proud of you today. So I hope you appreciate yourself for a moment for what you've accomplished. Today, we're going to talk about being honest with yourself so that you can actually build a successful business. And you have to be honest with yourself in this process. I've realized this more and more lately. It's just become more and more evident to me. And I was like, oh, I have to talk about this today, because this is just so pertinent. It's pertinent to all of you. And I think all of you are good humans. I know that. All the people that come in Grow Getters, everyone that I've worked with, every person, I'm like, wow, look at her gifts. Look what she's done. Look at the odds she's overcome. Look at the risk she's taken. Look at the courage, right? And I think all of you too are amazing, amazing, amazing humans. I look at y'all and also go, wow, what a wonderful person she is. Like, she's really a good human. And I love that. I believe you are. But sometimes there's that moment where you're actually not being honest with yourself as you're running your business, and it can hurt your business. I've seen business owners hurt themselves inadvertently, unconsciously. They don't know it, okay? They don't know. It's like the joke that we say as parents. Like, we don't even know what we're doing now to our kids that's going to cause them to have to go to therapy later. And then sometimes you do start realizing what you've done and you're like, how do I fix this? I don't know. That's for a whole nother conversation and a whole nother podcast, which we're not going to go into that today. But my point is, with your business, there may be things that you're inadvertently doing that are sabotaging your business. And sometimes it has to do with being honest with yourself. So today, let's talk about it. There's three areas which I believe you need to be honest with yourself, okay? It's just like a reality moment with yourself. You know, when you are honest with other people or your kids or your spouse or your parents or your siblings or friends, and you sit down at that moment and you're like, listen, I just need to be really honest about something, right? You need to do that to yourself today. So we're going to talk about it. Okay. So the first area I've seen that business owners have problems because they haven't been honest with themselves is about what they can and can't do in their business, what their roles are in their business, what their gifts are in their business. Sometimes we want to think that we're all that. I actually don't mean that in an arrogant way. I don't walk around thinking I'm all that. However, I think my pride can get in the way where I'm like, no, I can figure that out. No, I can do that. Yeah, sometimes that's actually a problem. Because I have the ability to figure things out, sometimes I don't see that I actually shouldn't be doing that, though, because it's not my best skill and I have other better skills, right? I've had to catch myself because I'm the person that wants to wear all the hats and do all the things because I just want to get it done now. And I feel like if I don't do it right now, it's going to be harder to explain to somebody and blah, 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 blah. So, right, I've gotten VAs. I've hired coaches. I've gotten help for things that I know that I may have blind spots in or that I'm not good at or that shouldn't be my role. And what's great about that is when you do that, you start seeing where you're best suited to serve in your business. You start seeing it and you're like, this is what I should actually be doing. Just because I can do these other things doesn't mean that that should be my role in my business and that should be my constant role. Now, caveat, when you're just starting your business, you're probably doing everything because you don't even know really what you can outsource. I know a lot of people outsource graphics or stuff like that. I did that in the beginning and I got a coach in the beginning for 2 months, once a week, because I was like, I got to get my head straight. What am I doing? I'm going from a product business to a service business. How do I take my knowledge, turn it into teaching? How should I be doing this? In general, what should I be offering? I couldn't even figure out like the total strategy in the beginning because I was shifting the Titanic so much, right? So I've had this happen. I've had clients had this happen where you're like doing all the things or you're doing certain things that you actually really like to do, but it's not moving the needle in your business. It's actually stalling you because you're stuck over here doing this stuff and you should have someone else who's really an expert in it do it, and maybe you do some other things as well. So we could go into that for a long conversation. I think you get the gist of what I'm saying though. It's being honest with yourself, with what you should actually be doing in your business and what you shouldn't. Now in Grow Getters, we talk about this. We say, you need to start outsourcing this, or maybe you need to start doing more of this in your business because that's where you really feel called. And they're like, oh yeah, if I could do that all the time, I would be happier. I'm like, okay, then let's be honest with yourself. That should be what you're doing so that now you can make decisions about how you run your business and who you hire, what you outsource, what you stop doing, okay? All of that. So let's be honest about your roles and also be honest with the fact, I know some of you are super busy. You have kids, you have another career, and you're trying to start this business. Let's be honest with yourself that maybe you can't spend a bazillion hours a day researching how to get your business going. And it would behoove you to just pay a coach like me or get someone in your family. If you have someone in your family that can help you get your business started, or a friend or a mentor, whatever it is, right? That you are honest with yourself that you don't have all the time in the world, okay? So be honest. So stop yourself. Like today, if you go to do something in your business, say, be honest. Do I really have time to be doing this? Or is this really my best skill? Or is this what I really enjoy doing? Or is this going to move the needle? There's all those questions that you can ask yourself, but be honest. Have yourself, like I call it sometimes, a come to Jesus meeting with yourself and be like, okay, what should I really be doing in my business? And now what do I need to do to be smart as a business owner to do that? Like in Grow Getters, I talk to them about, let's get out of this flailing new business owner mode and move you into CEO thinking. Okay. So you have to be honest with yourself after a little while. I understand in the beginning, you're a flailing new business owner. That's what it is. Like, it's okay. You're just treading water. You're like, I'm trying to stay alive. Like, what are all the things you're trying to assess? You're trying to get used to this new rhythm in your life. But you have to be honest with yourself, okay? So honest with yourself about your abilities and your roles in your business. That's number one, okay? Okay, number one. And then also too, I mentioned at the beginning of this episode that I have that new tool coming out, the Entrepreneurial Gifts Identifier Tool. I think that's going to be the firm name of it. Don't hold me to it, but you can scroll down and go to my page that has all my freebies. This will help you identify your gifts if you don't know, because this is the key to your success. I cannot express this enough. If you know your gifts, you'll know what you should be working on, you'll know your roles, you'll know what to outsource, and you'll know what you should be doing most of the time. And you've got to leverage all of that. This is how you're going to be successful. You are not going to be successful by being someone else or using your worst skills all the time. That is not how you get to success, okay? Okay, that could be like a 4-hour conversation, but let's get to the next one. Okay, so again, we're talking about being honest with yourself so you can actually build a successful business. Number one is being honest with yourself about your roles and your abilities, what you're doing in your business every day. Number two, be honest with yourself about what you can actually deliver to your customers and clients. Be honest with yourself about what you can actually deliver and the timing of it. So we all know we've had those instances where we've ordered something online or something from a store and it didn't come in on time, right? Have you had that? I'm thinking about like furniture that I've ordered in the past where it was supposed to be 8 weeks and then at 12 weeks and then at 16 weeks and I was going to hurt somebody because I was so mad. Like, where's my bed? We have a bed frame. I need the bed. I remember this for when my husband and I first got married, I ordered this beautiful bed. It was a sleigh bed and they had told me like 6 to 8 weeks. It was literally like 6 months. I was freaking out. We were on a, you know, newly married and so excited to have our beautiful bedroom in an apartment, right? We lived in New York City and we had no cute bed. So it just kind of made me mad. But anyways, that happens. And I know it might've been out of their control. Obviously there's been issues with stuff coming overseas. I get it. I totally get that. I'm not knocking them for that. All I'm saying is for you and your business to be realistic about what and when you can deliver stuff, okay? Don't say, oh yeah, I can try to get it to you sewed and ready and monogrammed by tomorrow and I'll overnight it. When really you have to tote your kids around that day, you've got another job, you have all these other commitments, it's gonna be very hard for you to commit to be there and have it to someone tomorrow. I've seen business owners do this, especially new ones. Y'all want to overpromise. You want to overpromise. And I get it because you're kind of in that mode where you're like, I need business. I need people to know that I can do it. I need the revenue. I get it. Don't let desperation get in your way of not being truthful about what you can and can't deliver. Customers and clients prefer honesty from you. And if you say it's going to be at least 4 days. Now, if there's a chance it can get there sooner, I'll let you know. Realistically, it's going to be 4 days, right? It's just like with all my sickness stuff, I've had all this blood work and all these tests, and they usually say it's going to be 4 to 5 days for the blood work. A lot of times it comes back in a day. And do you know how much happier I am that results come back in a day when they told me 4 to 5 days? Because then I'm not on, you know, they don't say normally it's 1 day. And then that next day for every 30 minutes, I'm pinging the website trying to look at my blood results, right? Just be honest with people. And if you have to cushion it, you have to cushion it. You can still be honest and extend the time, the expectation, right? That's not being dishonest saying it could be 4 to 5 days because it could be 4 to 5 days. Something could happen with the lab. Anything can happen, right? Or anything that you're making for them. I have seen this when I would have orders that would go out to my customers in the past with shipping phone cases and all this stuff. And my manufacturer would tell me, oh, it's going to be, you know, 3 to 4 days before we ship. So I'd tell everybody it's going to be 5 to 6 days. But in the beginning, I would say 3 to 4 days. I said exactly what my manufacturer said. And they started missing deadlines. Then that dominoed effect to me missing deadlines. And I looked bad because I'm the front facing person to the buyer, right? So set your expectations correctly. Be honest with your customers and clients about what you can and can't do, and watch out for bending over backwards for people. Because a lot of times if you have to bend over backwards, you're like, I want the sale, but they need it by next week, and they want this and that, and they want it at a lower price. And it goes into this whole like negotiation thingy. You have to ask yourself, is this worth it? Because there's other clients that will accept the 4 to 5 days or whatever it is, or the pricing or whatever. Like, do you need the sale that bad? Sometimes we do, and I get it, but you can't live your life that way. You can't have every customer be there demanding stuff and you bending over backwards. Like, that is not sustainable. That's like saying work an 80-hour work week every week. Like, it's not sustainable. You can't do that, okay? So be honest with your customers and clients about what you can and can't deliver, okay? And also about pricing, right? We've all had that where someone came out and bid something on your house. I remember we had landscaping or something and stuff done and stuff on our house, and they're like, oh, it's this amount. And then stuff keeps coming and it just keeps going up, and you end up with a bad taste in your mouth because you're like, but you told me it was this. So if you know there's a chance in your line of business, maybe it's a service business, where prices could go up depending because the client might get excited and start adding stuff, you can say in the beginning, okay, this is the price for this that includes this and this. Keep in mind, if you decide to add some extras, like if you want more plants over here, or you want this over here, or you want your house painted here, or you want this and this, that will be added on. So all I'm saying is you set expectations for them, because you have to pretend they're in like in second grade, and you have to tell them that, because if you don't explicitly say it, people don't know. They just don't know. They're not in your line of work. They have no idea that there's extra costs that could be added because you'd have to get someone to deal with the plumbing and a sheetrock guy and all the different stuff. Like, nobody knows that. So you know that. They don't know that. So you have to explain it like it's a second grader and say, here's your price. Here's what we'll do. It'll be done in 5 days. But keep in mind, if you see that you want this or an add-on, these things can add weeks and months to this. And you always say, I just want to set your expectations. So they know, and they're like, okay, I was part of a program for my business. We're working on some Facebook ads that we'll be doing soon and all that. And they said, you're probably going to be working 6 or 7 hours a week on this. And I was like, what? But they set that expectation. And I so appreciate that, because then I'm like, okay, this involves a lot of work on my end. And I've got to give them information about my messaging, who my target market is, and all that stuff. And I've got to hand over all of this and get them all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, but imagine if I had paid the money for the program and they didn't set that out and they say, oh, it's not going to be that much work for you. Cause to them, 6 or 7 hours a week isn't that much. And then they said, well, you don't have this. You haven't done this. You haven't done that. You haven't given us that. And I'd be like, what? I didn't know. I thought you said this wasn't going to be much work. And then we just had a communication breakdown, because to them, 6 or 7 hours wasn't very much. To me, it's a lot. And so I had to mentally prepare myself for that. And so you have to do that as a customer or client. You have to do that. Okay. Be honest with yourself about what you can and can't deliver to your customers and clients. Okay. So that's number two. Here's number three. Y'all, this is the big one. I don't think you expected this one. Let's review and then we'll go to the third one. Number one, be honest about what roles and aptitudes you have in your business so that you only do what you are best at, so we can keep this train moving, right? And you can focus on that and outsource and all that. Number two, honest with your customers and clients about what you can and can't deliver and when and how and all that. And number three, this is what you need to be honest about. Everyone listen, okay? You need to be honest about your struggles. You really do. You know, I have grow getters for this, so that monthly you can pop in anytime in the Facebook group as well, any day of the week, any time of night, 24/7 in Facebook group, you can post. So whatever you're struggling with, you need to share it. Every single business owner has struggles. Let me repeat that. Every single business owner has struggles. And we can't act like it's all sunshine and rainbows all the time, because if we do, other business owners are like, what's wrong with me? I suck. Excuse my language. I suck. I'm not good at this. And they start doubting themselves. Here's the deal. We all have struggles. It's like saying, my marriage is perfect. But you know what? It's not. Let's be real. Nobody's marriage is perfect. There can be good ones and there can be bad ones. I think there's a spectrum, right? Don't you agree? Right? And I feel very blessed. I feel I have a very good marriage, but we still have our stuff. We bicker and our kids are like, really? Are you bickering again? We're like, yeah, we want to bicker over how the dishwasher is loaded. Like, this is the stuff we bicker about. It's ridiculous, but it's what I'm saying. Okay. Let's be real that we have struggles, that we, you know, like in a marriage, my husband and I approach things totally different. He's strategic in terms of waiting to make any decision. He thinks really hard and is very thoughtful and like analyzes and numbers and data and piecing and like the chess move. And I'm more like, okay, what's the obvious answer? Let's go. Let's do this. Let's keep moving. I see the strategy. Let's go toward that. But it's like we both are strategic, but at the same time, our approach is different. And I'm sure you can relate to, if you think about your marriage, your friends, anyone, your approaches can be very different, but you're going toward the same goal, right? Someone who trains for a marathon, one person may do one thing in a certain way with their diet and a certain way with their training, and another one may do a totally different way, right? So there's approaches, and that's okay. But I think you have to identify your struggles and you have to share them. And again, that's why I created Grow Getters too, so that you have a safe space among other amazing business owners as well to just go, y'all, I'm struggling with this, or I'm having a hard time. I mean, we were talking about it the other day in our group and I loved it. And I was so glad she brought it up, because we've talked about it before, but this was a good time, that sometimes our friends don't seem as supportive in our business and it can feel hard, because you're maintaining friendships out of business. Outside of a business, sometimes your friends who you expected to be your biggest cheerleaders are really not. And they don't ask you about your business really. They don't know anything about it. And we had a long discussion about it. It was awesome, because we realized our friends a lot of times have no idea even what to ask about it. And they don't know and they don't get it. And it's not that they're not supporting us. It's that they don't know. And
they like us for who we are. They don't even really like us for our career. Like, think about it. Your friends, you love them for them and like the funny memories and when y'all have laughed together and stuff y'all have done together, it's not about their career, right? So we talked through that, like how not to be offended by that, all that stuff. It was a great conversation. I loved it. So shout out to my grow-getters on that call. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't air your struggles, even as they seem silly, like someone mentioning, I'm kind of frustrated because my best friends or whatever, good friends, some of them aren't supporting me or I don't feel the support, that's a conversation to be had. That is real. That's real as a business owner because it affects your mental state. And then you kind of start doubting like, what? You start questioning, you make up stories in your head. And no, let's talk about it. You have to be able to talk about your struggles, whether it's something like that, or it's like, I'm struggling with my sales. Like, I don't know how to get more sales. And then we can work through it and put our heads together. That's why I created Grow Getters, people. So if you're here listening and you want a group to be able to air that, which I believe is crucial to your success, make sure you check out Grow Getters below. Go down there. You can click the link, grow-getters.com. I'd love to welcome you in. So you have a home. You have a home base. You have somewhere, a safe place to talk about stuff. But I truly believe you have to be able to air your struggles and you cannot come off that you are Little Miss Perfect business owner, because what we see as business owners, like on social media, I made $1 million today. All I did was do passive income and I just put a course up and that was it. Y'all, it's really hard to be an overnight success. It takes a long time. It takes a long time to be an overnight success. Everyone remember that right now. And everything you see on social media, it just, like, I know that people have success and do well, and I agree, but you don't know what went into it before that moment that they discovered the Holy Grail strategy that made them $1 billion. You do not know what went into that, the years, maybe the people they hired, maybe the money they're spending for the ads and all the stuff. Like, you don't know. And what I want you to realize is that everybody has struggles. So even though you're seeing that, realize that everyone has struggles and you need to acknowledge them and share them and get help. It's almost like business therapy, right? Business, I should name something business therapy. I'm kind of liking this. Maybe I need to look and see if that name is trademarked. That's good for something. I could start a podcast. I could do something with that because this is real. This is part of your journey. This is part of the human experience. This is part of the human experience. You realize this, right? And it's part of your entrepreneurial journey. This is part of it. This is part of your CEO experience. Okay? You'll hear me on this. You've got to be able to air your struggles. You have to have a safe place, whether it's a friend, family, mentor, coach, group, whatever it is, you have to have that. So you pick. And if you don't have a place to fit in, you know that I have Grow Getters and it was made for you. And it's a great place to be able to do that. And it's a safe place. We've had people cry on our calls. We laugh. We go through all sorts of things because the struggle is real. Everyone, including myself. I've had my own struggles. I've had health struggles. I mean, we can talk about this, right? You have to. If you don't, it's bottled up. And then you're not running your business effectively. And then it's carrying over into other parts of your life. And it's affecting your relationships. Okay? So let's review these again really quick. We talked about today being honest with yourself as you build your business because it's crucial to your success, number one. Honest with your roles and your aptitudes and your skills and what you should and shouldn't be doing in your business, okay? Honest with yourself about what you can and can't deliver to your customers and clients, and honest with yourself about your struggles, okay? Let's be honest. You're not an anomaly if you struggle with anything. This is the real deal. This is, it's like saying no one ever had a health issue ever being a human being living and you never got sick one time or got one anything. You did. Everyone does. We just need to figure out how to deal with them, right? Okay. Well, that's it. Y'all are awesome. I hope you enjoyed today. I hope this was enlightening for you to realize that this is important for you to be honest with yourself because I know a lot of you are, all of you are amazing humans and you're honest, amazing people. But let's always remember you need to be honest with yourself. Okay? So that's it. Again, check out grow-getters.com or the information is all below. I'd love to welcome you in. Okay, you have a great day. Bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com, and yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone.
I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.